welcome to Sunday worship. Today is All Saints Day, a day when we remember and give thanks for those who have gone before us. I imagine we all have mixed feelings at the news that we heard yesterday about another lockdown coming our way. And so it's appropriate at a time when we are anxious about what the future holds, to look back with thanksgiving, to thank God for those people who were his love and grace and care with skin on, as someone once has said. But also let's look forward with hope, because as the followers of Jesus, we are always people of hope, and we will be through this second lockdown. We begin by praying the Collect for All Saints Day. God of holiness, your glory is proclaimed in every age. As we rejoice in the faith of your saints, inspire us to follow their example with boldness and joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. After the sermon, we will have an opportunity to remember loved ones, to name them before God, and to thank God for them. In a moment, some of the children from our church family are going to read to us from Matthew chapter 5. These verses are known as the Beatitudes, which comes from the Latin word for blessed are. And some clever person has said you could also see the Beatitudes as the be attitudes. It shows us how God wants us to be, what kind of attitude we should have as followers of Jesus. And so let's listen to the children reading to us Matthew 5 in a slightly more contemporary version, and then Namdi Maduka, our associate minister, will speak to us.
Jesus saw the crowds, so he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him.
Then he began to teach them. He said,
"Blessed are those who are poor and realize their need for him. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them.
Blessed are those who are sad. They will be comforted.
Blessed are those who are free of pride. They will be given the earth.
Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for what is right. They will be filled.
Blessed are those who show mercy. They will be shown mercy.
Blessed are those whose hearts are pure. They will see God.
Blessed are those who make peace. They will be called children of God.
Blessed are those who suffer for doing what is right. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people make fun of you and hurt you because of me.
You are also blessed when they tell all kinds of evil lies about you because of me.
Be joyful and glad.
Your reward in heaven is great.
In the same way, people hurt the prophets who lived long ago.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning, church. Today is All Saints Day. All Saints Day. Today we remember all the great men and women who have gone ahead of us, and now they are in glory shine. All Saints Day. Whenever I remember this word, saints, something comes into my mind. A story my dad once told me. My dad told me that the first day that he was admitted into the theological school, that evening, he arrived at the school, and their rector name was Reverend Goodchild. So he went and introduced himself to the rector of the theological college, and then he was assigned a place to stay. Immediately he arrived at the hostel. He saw two final year students fighting, two ordinands fighting. My dad said he could not believe it. He rushed back with his bag still intact. He was not ready to lay it down. He went back and told the principal that he is going home, that he cannot Imagine seeing two final year ordinands in a theological college fighting. The rector laughed and told him, "Madhuka, my son," the rector said, "those people you see, those people, those final year students that are fighting, they are human beings. They are not angels. They are not saints." So, today, when we talk about the saints that we are remembering, the question will be, who are these saints? Are they the only people that have got ahead of us? Have you ever thought of yourself as a saint? Yes, we are saints. How can I say this? How can we say that we are saints with our imperfections, with our full of shortcomings? How can we call ourselves saints? But that's what we are. We are not saints because of the fact that we are perfect. Because saints means people who are perfect, people who are holy. Our holiness is because of our attachment with God. Our being perfect today is because of the perfection of God that has made us perfect, even when we know that we are imperfect in ourselves. But we cling to the perfection of God, and through that His perfection, we are made perfect. Through that His holiness, we are made holy. That's why He said, "You are a holy people, a chosen generation." That's what God has called us. And if God has called you a holy people, you are holy. So you are a saint. St. Paul often addressed his letters to the saints in a particular church, be it Ephesus, Corinth, as saints. He always addressed all the members of the early church that he was writing to as saints. So if he was to address us today in our church here, St. Paul would have been writing to the saints of St. Mary's, Denham. We remember the saints today who have joined the church triumphant. We also remember those who are living saints today, which all of us belong to. Yes, we are. Although it may sound awkward, but if we believe what Jesus has done on the cross, if we know that through Him, our imperfection has been made perfect, our unholiness has been turned into holiness, then we are saints. We are saints purely by what Jesus has done for us on the cross. We are here to remember not just those who have been officially canonized, or the saints that we commemorate on our own individual days in the church calendar. We also remember all the saints who are still walking in faith, looking up to God, who is the author and the finisher of their faith. We belong to all God. We are not still perfect. Just like those two students fighting, there are a lot of shortcomings in all our way. But as long as we cling to what Jesus has done, as long as we believe that He is the beginning and the end, as long as we believe that we will be with Him forever, then we will not lose heart. And that is why in the place that we read today, in the Beatitudes, He is encouraging us by telling us that He will give us His kingdom if we become poor in spirit. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." If we are merciful, He will obtain mercy from God. If we are the peacemakers, we will be called the children of God. These are all that He has lined up for us. He also said that if we are persecuted for righteousness, for His name's sake, that ours will be the kingdom of heaven. And so this is what He has promised to us. And He concluded by saying that we should be glad when we are persecuted, because our reward is great in heaven. there is a place that he has prepared for us. He said that so that where he is, we may be there also. And that is his joy, and that is our hope. And so as we remember all the saints that have gone ahead of us, let us also know that we are also saints, not but because of who we are, but because of what Christ has done. So let not your heart be troubled. Yes, we may have a lot of shortcomings in our lives, but as long as we know that we are still in this journey and that we believe that God is making us perfect day by day, we will continue to look upon Him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So let not our heart be troubled. In Hebrews chapter 11, we saw the names of all these great men of faith. And in that same place, we were told that they are a great cloud of witnesses. They are cheering us up. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that clings so closely on us. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. What weight is holding you back? If you know any weight that is holding you back, there is an opportunity to leave it at the feet of the cross. Leave it at the foot of the cross, where Jesus will take it up, where He will wash us, where He will make us whole. The men of old had a lot of setbacks. They were persecuted. They suffered. If we are saying that our reason is because we are hungry, we couldn't have been as hungry as John the Baptist, who was only feeding on locusts. If we say that we had temptations on our way, Daniel will jump out and said, "Do you know I was thrown into a lion's den?" If it didn't stop them, it would not stop us. And so, people of God, let us run the race that is set before us with perseverance, knowing fully well that He who calls us is faithful, and together with all the saints, that one day we will meet, never to part again, at that great feast that Jesus has prepared to all of us, all the people that He loves. This is my prayer this morning. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And so let's turn to prayer, remembering loved ones. Jesus says, "This is the will of Him that sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that He has given me, and I will raise them up at the last day." In the stillness, we remember those whom we love. We mention them before God, and we give thanks for them. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for those no longer with us. Thanks for the love given and received, for lives shared, for fond memories, and for example and inspiration left for us. We thank You for all the ways in which they have enriched our lives, for all they meant to us, mean to us, and will go on meaning to us. Amen.